This is Dr. Dave dictating follow-up consultation on Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y, first name Vaughn, sorry, first name Bradley, last name Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-N. His date of birth is July 27, 1961. Patient seen for Dr. Nathan Prescott and for Allied Medical and Urgent Care Center. New paragraph. Dear sir, Mr. Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-N, was seen initially on September 13th. At that time, lab were drawn, and his lab did come back abnormal. His WBC count was 5.8, hemoglobin was 12.3, and creat was 36, which were low. RDW was 18.3, that is high. But he's also, his peripheral smear also showed 2 myelocyte and 2 metamyelocyte and 1 nucleated red cell. Earlier, when done in August, his CBC showed WBC of 6.4, and his peripheral smear did show 1 myelocyte, 2 nucleated red cells, and then on 9-2, his hemoglobin was low at 12.9, and his RDW was 60.5, and then his peripheral smear did show 7.3 immature granulocyte. New paragraph. His iron studies are normal. Saturation is 31%. Ferritin is normal. Reticulocyte count is normal. PTINR is normal. LFTs are also normal. New paragraph. Today, physical exam is essentially unchanged. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, mild anemia. Diagnosis 2, premature cells in the peripheral smear and abnormal RDW. New paragraph. Discussion and recommendations. At this point, it's not clear why he has premature cells in the peripheral smear on 3 different occasions, but something must be going on in the bone marrow. Sometimes it could be a reaction to viral illnesses. In those cases, it automatically improves. So I would allow 2-3 months and then repeat CBC. At that point, if he continues to have premature cells and nucleated red cells in the peripheral smear, then at that point, a bone marrow aspiration biopsy might be indicated to find out what is going on as far as his bone marrow is concerned. Thank you for your referral. This is a follow-up consultation on Bradley Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-N. Thank you. Copy of this medicine to Dr. Nathan Prescott. Thank you.